Hi everyone, welcome to Simply Blooming's podcast. I'm here with Ganesh. We're going to go into a deep immersion, a dance of the elements, and share the wonderment of connectivity. So as you all know, and I've said this so many times, I love nature and I always just connect on a sound frequency vibration and then everywhere in between consciousness. And so one of the things that nature said when I was out in the bush the other day was, well, you know, here she goes again, because I was going to start talking with them. And they recognized that, or I recognized that what they were saying was, it's time for you to share how I connect and how to communicate. And you all have your own ability to do that. And it's not that I'm here to teach you it as such, but I definitely share it with you if you're interested. But I know a lot of you are, for many reasons, because it doesn't just mean connecting to nature, it's connecting to the nature of self as well, which is where it's anchored through the heart center always, particularly with what we do here. But just generally speaking, it's a beautiful gift to give the self and of the self, and the self gives it back to the wider essence of what you are, and then ripples out into the cosmos, which is also the world and the universe, and so it goes on. So the easiest way is to first connect to your being within your form. And I love the ether because it allows me to experience space. And when you feel spacious within the self, then your nervous system calms and your mind becomes the stillness. There's no real thinking process, and overthinking is, you know, often what we do about so many things. So that's the first place to start. So I'm just going to go through different elements of that. And then, you know, if you do decide to replay this or do this in your own way, in your own pace, I highly recommend it, because experience is everything. And to have a direct experience, allowing more of what you are to come in and amplify what we're sharing, is a really wise expression or self-expression. If you're feeling the call to do that, it's totally up to everyone in what they want to do. But it does help you in daily life, because knowing your own sattvic nature and being true to yourself is really liberating. It's empowerment at its core. So that's one of the things I love doing, feeling the spaciousness, because the stillness is presence itself, and it's, in a sense, it's really loud because you can't deny that it's there. And within that, you recognize your energy within the field of all that is. That's what I feel is the beginning. And then you start to experience different dimensions, but not in the way you see like in Hollywood shows or anything like that, but you experience more of what you are. And there's no one way to experience that. It's going to be different for each and every one of you, and it's a true experience for you. So it's not something that you can compare to another human being, because really, one, it's unhealthy to compare yourself to someone else. It's about you and your journey and how you feel about who and what you are and where you're centered and where you feel you're not, and all that that brings to your, you know, party within a human form and beyond. So trust yourself, because that's really important just in all of life, to trust yourself. And so once you do that, then, and it's up to you where you want to start. It doesn't have to go, you don't have to go into a garden or go out into nature, because there's no separation between nature and you, because your primordial self is nature itself. Now, with regard to communication, so it can be in words, but not always and not often, you know. It can be this highly attuned sensitivity that you can just dismiss really quickly. But there's always this knowing, and I'll give you an example. Like today there was a magpie on the site that I was working on, and it was hovering, and, you know, magpies get a bit of a bad rap because, you know, sometimes people worry that they're going to be swooped and, you know, but there's always a reason behind something like that. So this magpie came in, and it was just, you know, because there were people in the area, they just thought this is going to be good to forage because there's a little bit of disturbance happening and maybe they could pick up a worm and things like that. So it edged closer as it was taking in the environment. So it would look at each and every one of the crew that I was working with, and it would stop, pause, look around, take another step forward, stop, look around, look at everyone, and just assessing, you know, is it going to be okay to come closer? Now, this was it's the way it was, you know, just making sure that it was a safe space, that there was no predator around, and will it be okay to come in closer? And it did, and it did that for a good 2 minutes as it got what it came in and got what it, the food that it wanted to, and then just, you know, took off. But that's the beginning, becoming really aware cognitively of the behavior of yourself to see what you're allowing yourself to be sensitive to, and also what sensitivities are occurring around you. So it's observing yourself first to see where you're, what energy you're sending out. Are you feeling the stillness, which is just permeating unconditional love always, because that's presence, it just does. And, you know, what are your thinking thoughts about it? You know, have you had a bad experience where you feel quite frightened around something? You know, let's use the magpie as an experience. Some people are quite scared of them. So if you're fearful, then that's going to send off a different signal. If you're sort of neutral, then it won't send out an unhealthy vibration to it where it says, hello, red alert, red alert. I'm not going further here. But these are the beginnings. And it's there's no such thing as greater or less than. It's just a starting point, and I could, and I will share so many different beginnings, because gosh, with Ganesh, it's an eternal thing. New beginnings are really exciting with him, but it's a beginning to start to become aware of yourself, and that's beautiful, because you're aware of your state of mind. You're aware of your emotional state. Sometimes you can feel a fear that you think, where did that come from? Or I don't even know what's triggered that. But these are beautiful insights. Or you might think of something really funny, you know, but all these are really beautiful insights that are triggered by something. And often when we go for a deep sea dive within the psyche of self, then, you know, which we're working with people one-on-one, we've, you know, come to realize that quite a few people are scared of that. But really, there's nothing to fear about who you are, you know, because you are here experiencing life in whatever, you know, creativity that you're embracing and cultivating, and all of that. So that's a very simple way to start. But if you're not around a bird or a lady beetle or whatever to do with nature, you can literally just tune in, because you have a forested nature. In other words, if you go into a forest, then there's an energy that's very vibrant. Like there's this coolness to a forest. It has this sort of energizing effect. Sometimes here in Australia, if you go into like a dry sclerophyll forest, like it's quite woody, and then it has a totally different energy. Totally. It's really fascinating. So something like that can be the same and not too dissimilar to how you feel within yourself. Do you feel full of energy, or do you feel a little bit depleted, or do you feel very depleted, or anywhere in between that, you know? Or you're just not sure, you know, you don't know where you're at. That's okay too, because there's no one way to experience anything, and there's no right and wrong ever. There's simply a flow. So if you're not sure and you're not sure where you're at with anything, then, and this all seems like a folly, rest assured it's not, because to have the art of self-inquiry and to really check in with yourself is highly beneficial, no matter what's going on in your life, you know. Because on some level, often we tend to be seeking, searching, looking for something outside of ourselves. But we often recommend, yet again to Joyce, but we always recommend to go and connect with yourself first before you seek anything outside of yourself, to find out what it is that you're about in any given nanosecond. You know, what signals are you sending within yourself? You know, how are you feeling? What are you creating? And all those sorts of things. You don't do it every second of the day. That drive you nuts. But certainly, periodically, it's a really healthy thing to do. You know, sometimes have you ever just gone through and then all of a sudden you can feel really flat and you think, gosh, I feel really flat at the moment. And you don't know why. It's just there. So, you know, you can sit with that and think, oh, well, you know, it's going to lift at some point. Or some people feel uncomfortable with that and they'll make busy or ring a friend and organize an event or, you know, go shopping. Gosh, that's a big one. A lot of people like to go shopping. Heaven help you if you like online shopping, because it's so available all the time, 24 hours a day. But, you know, when you do feel like that, you have an opportunity to grow. You know, it's such a beautiful gift. Alternatively, you could be one of these people that just gets the giggles. You know, I know I do. All of a sudden, if I'm really super tired, I'll just laugh at anything. You could put your finger up and I'll just get the giggles because I'm so tired. My body's way of rejuvenating is to have a good laugh. And it's not over anything. And I've been with colleagues where they've said something that's like not really funny and I can't stop laughing. I just go, oh, here she goes, you know. But it's okay because that's a really good stress relief, but it also can break a stuck energy. So these things are gifts to yourself to really thrive in life. You know, it's just we often don't make the time or give ourselves space because either we're time poor, we're too busy, we're too rushed, we've got to get home, we've got to get in the car and go somewhere, or should, you know. But if you can let go of the gotta and let go of the shoulds, the nervous system is just so happy with you. It just feels this incredible relief, you know. And then there's this stubbornness that we can feel where, you know, like you're going through some sort of change, but your resistance is, oh my God, in lockdown. And so you can think of 1,000 excuses. Oh, you know, I don't have time to do that. Someone suggests that maybe it's time to do a little bit of self-care. No, don't have time to do that. I used to work with skincare and I loved it. It was biodynamic and it was just a beautiful, beautiful energy. But the amount of clients that I had that would always say, I'd say, you know, maybe just even pop some hand cream on. If you're watching TV, you can pop it. Don't have time. Or what about if you give yourself a nice mini face? Don't have time to do that. And I would say, so there was this beautiful oatmeal type, very gentle exfoliator. And so, you know, I'd say just put a little bit in the palm of your hand and a little bit of either a rose water or some sort of spritzer and just gently between your hands, just pat and release, just very gently make that connection to your skin. Don't have time to do that. But with what was interesting about that, they were always holding their breath as they're expressing what they're saying. You know, really tense. You know, it was just all too much. But it was an illusion because it's the mind telling you, I don't have time, you know, and it like takes 30 seconds. It's so quick. But your mind is telling you, I don't have time for that. I'm too busy, you know. I've got to get the kids bath. I've got to get them off to school. I've got to get my husband or my wife, whichever, because both men and women, self-care is very important, boys and girls, all that sort of thing. And tuning in, it's just really important and it takes a nanosecond. really does. It's like I went to the dental a dental appointment the other day, and he said, "Isis, you know, I think you're missing bits when you're getting teeth." And I caught myself saying, "Oh yeah, I am. I just have to get up so early in the morning, and I'm rushing." He says, 2 minutes, Isis. 2 minutes. You should be spending 2 minutes cleaning your teeth." I thought, "I know. I so do. 2 minutes. I can't spare 2 minutes. What is going on?" I know you can identify with that. It may not be that cleaning your teeth, because maybe you're one of these people who due diligence, you want the pearly white, and you know, you see the value in it. I definitely see the value in it. But I hadn't realized that I was, you know, I get up at the crack of dawn, but 2 minutes, I can do that. Otherwise the cereal gets stuck in your teeth. So it's the value system, you know, valuing space. Because space is where the abundance thrives, and it's where your sound waves illuminate. It's just the most exquisite space to create from. And you always feel abundant in it, you know. And so this is all part of connecting to nature and coming back to listening, because it comes also back to observing. So, you know, one of the friends we have here in Simply Blooming is Sasha, and you've all heard him speak in collaborations, and he's a beautiful musician, and so is his partner Mari, and they travel with their music, and he teaches. And so, you know, one of the things that is a gift when you're teaching and, you know, music, because we've all got a sound wave that has a melody, if not many melodies, you know, but to tune into that melody, and how is it, is the melody in discord or is it in accord of what you are? So all these things allow you space to understand yourself in a deeper way that's transforming your life, like it totally transforms your life. But it also will allow you to listen and hear nature speak. And it's really fascinating. Like, it's just, you just feel the love. It's just so unconditional, and it's so giving in it, and it's abundant. Like, it would just keep giving. And so for me, who has an enormous respect for nature, and just through my perception, and through Ganesha's perception and Krishna's perception too, because he's a forested nature as well, you know, you really can feel the embodied energy of the beautiful, pure, crystal clear waters running through your body, which brings us to Ayurveda and the dance of the elements. So one of the things that we're going to be doing shortly is a series, and Hi Vishnu in the UK, she was going to have a direct message for you shortly, but and a lot of you will relate to it, so it's really pivotal. But he's very, such a beautiful teacher. I feel that he's a teacher with it. It's up to you, but he loves sharing, and if you ever want to have him come to you and work with you one-on-one to mirror back what you are, cosmically speaking, it's not about being Hindu or any of those things, because when we're talking about these beautiful beings, they're cosmic. It's about the Shakti Shiva of life, and but so much more that people don't really at this stage in neuroscience totally understand. And so, you know, a lot of people don't, but just a beautiful energy. And he's also known as the father of yoga. And it's funny, because the other day, actually at my father's wake, there was this lady that was teaching Kundalini yoga, and on her phone she's got this picture, in an artist's impression of Shiva. And it's a common depiction of him in this day and age. And she said to me, so, and I said, "Oh yeah, I love working with Shiva. He's just the most amazing being." But, you know, she said to me, "So what sort of yoga you do?" This is at the wake, so it's really, it's sort of interesting. But I said, "Oh, I do laughter." Like, it was, because, you know, Ganesh, you know, if I ever tried to do anything, he would just pull my toes, which would make me laugh. I told you, I laugh at the silliest things. And, you know, and I said, so obviously I need a lot of laughter in my life, you know. But what I was also saying was that yoga is a way of life. It's not what you do. It's who you are as a flow. And, yes, yoga is also doing the postures, the asanas, and all the different things, you know, and it sort of merges these days with a lot of Pilates, you know, they make a beautiful soul sister act and it's lovely. But yoga as an intention is actually a way of life. And so Shiva's going to be deep diving into Siddha medicine because that's where he comes from. And Ganesh and I and Krishna and Hanuman, maybe actually Krishna, Ganesh and myself will go deep diving into Ayurveda. And then Brahma, Hanuman and Shiva will talk about the siddhis and Siddha medicine on an energy frequency, okay? So it's not about taking a potion. Or, you know, in Siddha medicine, they use quite a bit of metals. And in Ayurveda, but not so much accepted here because there's a lot of fear around it. But we're coming from that understanding of pure health. And just, you know, we say that food is medicine. And that's very well understood. Now, we don't often live it, though. So we're going to be molding all those together, or melding all those together, because that might have sounded a bit odd. And then we're going to incorporate, because all of that comes from sound waves. And I was talking to Linda last night and I was sharing some of the energy, the dispersion in this, you know, the illusionary self, which is the physical form, and how I kept feeling these rupturings of what was going on in Gaia and the environment at large. And, you know, we're not into climate change because nature naturally is transforming climate. It's an evolution, it always does. But we have touched base because there was an incident, as Ganesh shared, in South Australia with koalas, unpleasant and painful, and something that really should never happen because of the way it set up legalities, and it did. And so it should never happen again, and they need to really act on that. So that brought forward the next stage of what we're doing here in Simply Blooming, because when people connect to their true nature, it is totally impossible to be so destructive. Like it's just not within your frequency. And because Simply Blooming is based on sound frequency vibration, that is our whole core of what we are and in our work. And even though I do lots of other things, it's always based around that. Even when I'm on site, it's about that. And so we're going to go deep diving in that. And so Shiv's here now, so we're going to do that. And we're also going to try and condense some of our podcasts too, because they're long and sometimes you need to do them in stages because they've been a bit long lately, especially the collaborations. And we're going to be doing one on the weekend too, so stay tuned to that. And we're going to try and keep it within a 40-minute time frame. So for those of you who are ready, if you're happy to and you're in you've created your own sacred space, if you're happy to sit in either Shavasana or corpse pose, or sit in lotus, or be comfortable. So if you're really uncomfortable with the lotus pose with your legs, you know, crossed over, then sometimes it's nice to sit your buttocks on a cushion so your pelvis is elevated and your legs are lower. That can be quite, it can open your pelvic floor and not put any stress on your legs and your spine. So feel where that sits, but if that doesn't feel comfortable, find a comfortable position within yourself. And we highly recommend, in order to do that and be it, is feel where your breath is and then allow it to find its own rhythm. You know, because if you've had a busy day, or maybe you've had a hectic night, or maybe you didn't sleep well, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, feel when the most appropriate time for you to be in this with us right here, right now, and pick your moment, put it that way. So if you're ready, then just cup your palms of your hands one over the other, and just in a relaxed state, and just, we're going to recommend that you close your eyes if you're okay with that. If not, you can leave them open, it doesn't matter. I like to close them, but that's up to you. And then just feel where your breath is. Now, some of you will feel the nothingness, beautiful. And I'll just describe experiences that are coming up that I can see around the world as people listening. So the first one that came up was just this light rod coming through the spine, and some of you will feel a sensitivity around your heart center. And as we're talking, just feel where your breath is the whole time we're sharing this wisdom in Shiva, and just feel the flow. And we're in this element today, we're going to focus on water and the flow of water. And some of you will actually start to hear like a bubbling brook or spring, you know, like a little bubbling creek or brook, whatever word suits you. You know, and there's just this soothing sensitivity where all the tension goes out of your shoulders and your neck, and you just feel totally, oh, it feels so good. You know, that kind of feeling. And it's a nanosecond flow. It doesn't take a long time. And then you feel the relaxation through your pelvic floor and your legs, and you know, you can feel the energy through your feet and out through your toes, and then back up to the base of your spine and up through your back and into your neck and down your arms, and then into your muladhara, your base energy center, up into your sacral, just that point between your belly button and lower, and then looping up in infinity through your solar plexus. And some of you might like to sit there a while. Maybe there's a little bit of percolation happening. A little bit of a deep breath into your heart center. Allow the energy, the infinity of life to just move and meander. And if you feel the need to just gently move your body, whether it's a little swaying, maybe you like to sort of do a larger circle. You know, go with the flow with what your body is harmonizing itself. So whatever movement is impulsing, that is your pure being absolutely having fun with you. You know, just talking with your cells, communicating with your cells, getting playful with you, you know. So if it starts to do its own thing, that's wonderful, you know, whatever that is. If it's a do nothing moment, it's being playful in do no thing, because maybe that's what you need right now. You know, this body is going around in circle, doing its thing. And then, you know, the energy will come up into your throat. We've got the infinity happening there, and then up through your jaw, because we hold a lot of tension in our jaw, and into your ear, through the center of your ear, back and forward, just clearing any debris, up through your nasal passage, into your ajna, your mind's eye, up through the crown, and just circling above your crown, and then back through down the back where your car template is, just below the crown, but before it gets to the nape of the neck. And just allow it to emulate its sound wave just in those areas, and then it'll be looping around your ears, back through the front of your throat, down into your heart center, into your solar plexus, looping around to your spine, and then it'll start moving up and down, and it just simply moving. And you might feel the need to take deeper breaths, bigger breaths, or just whatever the breath flow is, it's going to be exactly what it needs to be. So your inner guidance is now shifted into full gear, and it's in its own driver's seat, elevating, oscillating, allowing all tension to dissolve, dissipate, and flow out of your being, out of your physical form, and just giving it to the universe at large. And then if you've had your eyes closed, just simply open them. If they've been open, then you've seen through different eyes. So now see through the renewed eyes and feel the difference, and feel the sensitivity around light, you know, because there's been a shift. It's very, very subtle, but it's there. Some of you will experience like a twinkling in the eye. Some of you will just know that you feel quite light. Not lightheaded, you know, you're not woozy lightheaded, but light. And just a sense of space, ether. So now what's happened is there's a calibration in your sound waves, you know. It's beautiful, and your heart is feeling very at ease with itself. So, you know, it doesn't take very long, you know. So if you're feeling time poor and pressed, and a little bit of pressure around time and space, and you've got no time for yourself because you've got all this external demands happening, but most of all, a lot of the time we have a lot of inner demands. But in those nanoseconds that we took to share this with you and reflect back to you what you're capable of and that you're already in that moment right here, right now, it's not long out of a life, out of a moment, in a day, night, whatever. So it's a gift that keeps on giving, because your nervous system and your limbic system are just having a huge party within your endocrine system that's totally, you know, totally elevated within your pineal gland, that it's bringing all this communicative nature into through your pineal gland and elevating your linguistical nature. And that's for you, Vishnu, linguistics, because I don't know if you've listened to the podcast before, Vishnu's amazing with his linguistics, and he does very beautiful work with people really around the world. He's very well published, so check his work out if you'd like to. If you can always touch base, if you're not sure how to do that, just let us know and we can put you in touch. But, you know, so this was Shiva sharing this way of being, and he's going to share a lot more of that. The next one will be the fire element within the next podcast. And that's going to be super exciting. I love all the elements, but fire is amazing because in a world that struggles with digestion and digestive elements of one's life, then the understanding how fire works is, we did a podcast some time ago about how fire is reflected in all of what we are. And check it out if you can. It's on Spotify and it's on Patreon as well, but it was really beautifully done in Shiva, with Shiva directly. And so they'll go, and also the Ayurvedic physicians, and will come in. The Ashwini twins will also come in for some shares. So we're going to be doing a lot of that in shortly. There's just going to be this series on it. And we're going to ask, if you're okay with that, to really tune into trusting yourself, because, you know, Shiva's all about empowered energy within your form, because that gives you a sense of clarity when you're making decisions about your life, you know. And sometimes we get really scared of our own decision, right? You know, will it be the right one? Will something happen? Will it go wrong? But it may go right, you know. All these dilemmas that can come up that we're creating through our thoughts instead of giving it a go. And if it's not what we want, we go and do something else, you know, go, just letting go. So one of the focuses will be about the art of letting go and being at ease with letting go, because that seems to send ruptures through the being. So we're going to go over that again. We've gone through it before, but, you know, life can be pretty tricky, a little bit stressful, a little bit tense, a little bit worrying for some people. And our aim, really, it's a name, is to diffuse worry. Oh my gosh, because Ganesh is like, gosh, he'll say, if I even have a nanosecond of worry, he says, oh my God, Mom, take that head off your shoulders. You're giving me a headache. And what he's really saying is the Mar element within all of us, you know, you're giving yourself a headache by worrying, because it's fruitless, you know, and life is fruitful. So that is what we wanted to share with this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for participating, sharing your thoughts, so it gives us the biofeedback to know what to focus on in the podcast. But that was a pivotal one. My focus is always to help people connect to their true nature, so they can connect to nature and really transform how we build and design our infrastructure, you know, the places we like to live in, and, you know, help people, because people, there's a lot of people that don't have a place of safety in this world. They live on the streets, or they don't have shelter, or they're scared of not having somewhere. So to me, this is a really beautiful way to start helping people to empower themselves, to know that as individuals, as community people, community members, we have the ability to change how our economy works, how our world is functioning. And then also to really, you know, look at different ways, so we're not destroying our forests, our bushlands. You know, we're destroying, in Australia, we're destroying millions of trees every year, and it doesn't need to happen. Our population globally is growing exponentially, but the way we can build our infrastructure can be in harmony of nature, rather than going in with bulldozers and just flattening everything and creating a heat sink, because that is happening. And our cities are building these dark tunnels where wind gets sucked in and shadowing. And, you know, there's so many ways we can create better health for ourselves, but also to, you know, because green spaces. So when places are decimated and all the greenery is gone, we create heat sinks, you know, and it becomes the temperature heats up. You know, that means the human temperature heats up. So she was going to talk about that with fire as well, and how our fiery nature can be used wisely rather than to fire out in all directions at not only ourselves, but, you know, the outward world as well. And then how to channel that energy in a really healthy way. And of course, you'll have your own ideas, right? So it's a very big collective share. And, you know, we have huge respect for your constructs and your concepts around what's going on in your life, because it's really important. Self-respect, respecting others where they're at, is really a beautiful gift to all of us as a wide global community, and allowing that unconditional love to flow. And if you feel strongly about an issue, then knowing how to channel that energy so it's not only constructive, but it's fruitful, right? And through ahimsa, do no harm. So, you know, it's exciting. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you much so much for sharing. We have a collaboration coming up on Saturday where we'll be recording a global one, and then we'll share that to the wider community. So we're looking forward to doing that. Shiva will be coming in, so we'll be talking more about the air element, and with that, that ties into the dance of the elements. But the air element's really interesting, and we'll touch base with in Ayurveda with that, because people don't understand the air element when it comes to Vata, and it's a very misunderstood way of being. So she was going to talk about that with the team and all of you, and we'll be listening to your thoughts around that as we record the podcast. So thank you again. Namaste from all of us here in Simply Blooming. Bye for now.